In a meeting to assess police preparedness for the two national events with Parliament's Defence and Home Affairs Portfolio Committee, Deputy Commissioner General responsible for operations Innocent Matibiri said the ZRP has been preparing since 2010. Matibiri was standing in for Commissioner General Augustine Chiwuri, who was said to be in a security briefing meeting with President Robert Mugabe.
We now have our 2013 referendum election strategy, and it is the document that is going to guide us in carrying out the operations. As an organization, we saw it fit, and this is our experience, we saw it fit to put a steering committee in place.
He said police have submitted their badges for the referendum and elections to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and should be able to carry out their mandate once the funds have been availed. He did not say how much is required. He said police expect 10,000 polling stations to be set up around the country, adding 5 officers would be deployed per polling station. Matibiri said police with a mere complement of 40,000 officers needs to recruit more to meet the required numbers. He said 40,000 police reserves in the country would be called in to help. Matibiri said cases of violence have gone down and where they have occurred, culprits have been arrested, but questioned about last Saturday's incident in Headlands, where 12-year-old Christ Powers Maisiri, son of an MDCT activist, was burned to death in a suspected case of political violence, Matibiri said police do not have evidence on what happened.
I'm hearing it for the first time that incident happened as a result of arson. If you have any evidence, Honorable, that it is arson, I'm sure we will be more than ready to take action.
This did not go down well with MDC members of the committee, who felt police must move with speed to resolve the matter. He said police have deployed enough intelligence officers to monitor everyone, political parties and non-governmental organizations, in order to create a conducive environment for the referendum and elections. Matibiri said it was clear to the security forces that some NGOs in the country were up to no good.
In our own assessment, we can certainly say the influx of NGOs poses quite some serious security threat for the country.
He said police would continue to confiscate radios and other gadgets being distributed by non-governmental organizations, saying they are being used to encourage people to listen to what he said were illegal radio stations.
We are also doing it because those people who are distributing the gadgets, especially the NGOs, have gone outside their mandate.
Matibiri denied accusations police were partisan, saying officers had a right to support political parties of their choice. Police Chief Augustine Chiwuri has openly declared his support for ZANU-PF. A constitutional referendum is slated for 16 March, while elections are expected later in the year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.